Come on, Luke Bryan. That's my kind of night. Number one for New Country. It's 102.7 KORD. Got Rick, you got Patty. Hey, thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Appreciate you so much. Right now, 65 degrees and sunshine at 6:12 as we start your Tuesday together. And again, we're bummed out already this morning here, Patty, because the sad passing of Ozzy Osbourne this morning.
I know. Yesterday when it came in, I go, this better not be AI.
Yeah.
Because I can't believe anything.
It wasn't AI. No, absolutely not AI.
I couldn't believe it.
Once I saw TMZ jumping on it, and everybody was all over it yesterday, my entire social media feed was
all about Ozzy Osbourne.
Ozzy Osbourne. Yeah. And sadly, born December 3rd, 1948. Sadly, passed away July 22nd, 2025. Yeah. It didn't matter if you liked rock music or not. Everybody knew Ozzy Osbourne. That's how legendary.
I watched their TV show.
Yeah, that was on MTV. Sharon. I mean, I remember we made so much parody about that in the early 2000s about that, nicknamed the Prince of Darkness. Yeah. And I remember being a kid when he testified in front of Congress over his Suicide Solution song. I remember that, and he was in Congress, and he's like, it's just a song. It's just a song.
I just remember about biting the head.
Oh, yeah.
The head off the bat.
Infamous. And, well, he was drugged out. He was nobody epitomized.
I can't.
Nobody epitomized sex, drugs, rock and roll than Ozzy.
Right?
Period. And it is a sad day and a sad passing. Any favorite? For me, Shot in the Dark is my favorite Ozzy song.
Crazy Train, man.
I know.
Crazy Train.
Everybody goes for Crazy Train. But for me, we were in high school, Shot in the Dark and Blizzard of Oz and Bark at the Moon. I mean, every kid had that on cassette and vinyl.
I know.
You just did. It was Ozzy Osbourne. So sad to see him pass away. And multiple, not just a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, he's multiple times in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Well, isn't it amazing that he was able to do that last show?
Yeah. Talk about going out on your own.
Right.
Like your own. Right? Like you literally got to perform one last time. People reveled in your incredibleness. And then that's it.
Well,
Mic drop. See you.
I mean, his daughter was proposed to and he was there. I mean.
Absolutely amazing.
Yeah,
amazing.
A legend.
Going out on your own. Like that's you. I don't think he could have timed it any, like, you know, sad he passed. But man, talk about timing. Like,
I know it.
Here's what I'm doing. I'm with my family. Here's what I love doing most. You know?
And he got to do that final show.
Right. And one of my favorite videos before we go to break with Ozzy is his great granddaughter, Jack's daughter or whatever, was watching TV and it was a concert of Ozzy.
Oh.
And the little girl goes, Papa, Papa.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, you know, and to
it was him.
Yeah, to the great grandchild, you know, she's like three or four. Uh-huh. That's Papa.
Yeah.
And
your granddad is, you know, the Prince of Darkness.
He's Ozzy.
Unbelievable.
And you recognize him. And you recognize him like, Papa, Papa. You know, so anyway, sad to report the passing of Ozzy Osbourne. You know, get out the cassettes, get out the vinyl, let's rock on.
We have the memories.
102.7 KORD.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the KORD mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for New Country, 102.7. KORD.
Hi, it's Rick from 102.7 KORD. If you've been thinking about adding a furry friend to your family, now is the perfect time. Join us for a pet adoption event this Saturday, July 26th at 11 a.m. at PetSmart on Canal Drive in Kennewick. Adoption fees are reduced, just $50 for cats and $150 for dogs. Every pet is spayed and neutered, microchipped, and has had their first round of vaccines. It's all thanks to our friends at Pet Overpopulation Prevention Tri-Cities. Adopt, don't shop. Visit poptricities.org for more details. Blake Shelton, there you go. Pour me a drink. 6:25, number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. You got Rick, you got Patty. 65 degrees and sunshine for you on a Water Follies Wednesday, because Boat Race Weekend is this coming weekend, Patty.
I can't believe it. It's just days away.
It's going to be so much fun. So, for Facebook fun this morning, here you go. What is your best memory from a past boat race weekend? And if you want to share some photos, we'd love to see some photos. Drop them right there on the Facebook. I'm curious.
I'd love to see all the photos. Yeah. I like the ones from way back.
Way back. Oh, yeah. I like it when the big barges and they're stacked on top. People are, you know, stacked on top of each other and they're, you know, just trying to get visual and views.
Well, wouldn't you say this is the biggest week? I mean, isn't Waterfowlies weekend the probably the most popular time in Tri-Cities?
I think so.
I don't know.
I don't want to go out on the vine, but is it the number one? I think it is the number one event, because I know the guy down the hall, of course, being ADD, is going to correct me and go, according to the encyclopedia, it is the... No, anyway, so it always makes me laugh.
I mean, I would think it's probably the most attended event in Tri-Cities. Because I know Sausage Fest is number three.
Number three, exactly. So it's a super... my first recollection, of course, even as a kid growing up in Clarkston, we heard about hydro races, hydroplanes in the Tri-Cities.
Right,
We never came over. My grandparents lived in Burbank, which I'm surprised we never came over to see the boat races. Where I grew up, we did have our own hydro races because of the Snake River. But when I first got here, then I discovered what the boat races were. I'm like, whoa, hello.
I know. When I first moved, I was like, boat race weekend. What is it? What does that mean? But let's not forget, too, you know, you have Art in the Park going on this weekend as well.
That's massive, too.
And that's a big deal. I
like that as well. So a lot going on this weekend. Best memory from a past boat race weekend. If you got a photo, share it. We'd like to see it. And we're curious. And we used to have a tent on the Pasco side. So we had one of the big white tents and people next to us would be partying and all that. And we'd get it catered in. And it was always a fun time. It was so funny. The old staff that used to work here at the radio station wanted to make it a national holiday or a holiday on Monday because they were all so hungover. They didn't want to come back. They didn't want to come back to work. So anyway,
I guess it's an excuse to party.
You want some crazy boat race weekend stories.
Yeah.
One of the employees from the Yakima cluster came down. Driving the station vehicle, got plastered, and then got pulled over on his way out of the boat race weekend. And I remember getting the call when I worked in Yakima. They're like, can you come down and pick up the station vehicle? I'm like, what's wrong with the station vehicle? It's been impounded.
Just so you know, I was working for a competing radio station at that time. And that story that was the story of the weekend.
It was. Well, number one.
What? Did you hear?
Besides drunk driving, which is unacceptable, you're in a logoed vehicle. No, you're in a, like, you might as well, yeah, it might as well be, yeah, it, anyway, so there you go. That's one, best memory, but that's definitely a memory from boat race weekend. Can you come pick up the vehicle?
Oh, my gosh.
And sadly, that guy came back to work, and I had to fire him on that Monday or Tuesday, he came back, and I was like, I can't defend this. And it cost us hundreds and, you know, dollars just to get the car out and all that. So there you go. Best memory.
Wow.
Fast boat race weekend. What do you got for us? That's our Facebook fun. You got Rick and Patty.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
New Country, it's 102.7 KORD, 65 degrees sunshine for you right now, Tri-Cities. And I know you want to know what's going on in Nashville.
Well, let's start with, speaking of Florida-Georgia line, Tyler Hubbard says that going solo was a leap of faith. He said that leaving Florida-Georgia line to do things alone was kind of scary.
So, yeah, there was probably a little bit of, I don't know if I'd call it fear, but just the unknown. You know, what am I stepping into? Is it going to be received? Am I going to be able to, you know, have a career as a solo artist? And but ultimately, I just had to follow my heart, and I have an incredible team around me that really supports me well and really made me feel like I could do it, you know. And after getting in the studio and starting to record my first record, I was like, man, I'm just going to be really proud of this.
And a reminder, you can catch Tyler Hubbard. He'll be performing at this year's Watershed Festival. And he also says that balancing music and family life is somewhat of a challenge, but he does say you fly back the last night after a show. He says he went to his daughter's kindergarten graduation. Aww. Yeah, and he got out of a plane and then flew back. He says it's all about trying to make the most of each day and just live in the moment, because he says it just, life sure does fly by. Meanwhile, Sam Hunt is sharing his opinion on who the best modern entertainers are in country music. During a recent conversation with Taste of Country Nights, he narrowed it down to three names. He's got Chris Jansen, Luke Bryan, and Chris Stapleton. Sam admitted that he feels like an amateur when he watches these artists, and he's currently got shows booked through September. And Zach Top's girlfriend, Amelia Taylor, is reaching out to fans' negativity towards her in a TikTok. She said the death threats, suicide wishes, and assault threats are getting a little out of control. She added, being in the public eye doesn't cancel out the fact that she's human with real human feelings. The negativity came after she shared a post in June where she showed some footage of one of Top's crowds during a concert with the text POV. Me scanning the crowd for all these wild texts chicks are holding up. In the description, she adds, we need a lesson on self-respect. Amelia was referring to the concert signs that fans hold up for her boyfriend to see.
Oh,
well, you know, you're in the public eye.
Yeah, exactly. But guess how this is going to end for you. I don't want to speculate, but boy, we know how this kind of sort of ends for you.
We will keep you posted. Those are your trending headlines.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
Hi, it's Rick from 102.7 KORD. If you've been thinking about adding a furry friend to your family, now is the perfect time. Join us for a pet adoption event this Saturday, July 26th at 11 a.m. at PetSmart on Canal Drive in Kennewick. Adoption fees are reduced, just $50 for cats and $150 for dogs. Every pet is spayed and neutered, microchipped, and has had their first round of vaccines. It's all thanks to our friends at Pet Overpopulation Prevention Tri-Cities. Adopt, don't shop. Visit poptricities.org for more details.
See, it's good news. Number one for New Country. It's 102.7 KORD at 651. Rick and Patty, good morning. 65 degrees for you anywhere, everywhere on that KORD mobile app. We got a $500 Visa gift card. Hard to imagine that school's around the corner. Give you a chance to win that hall pass. It's up there. Now you can spin it on whatever you want. I felt like Patty for a second hitting my mic. So you can spin that Visa gift card on whatever you want. And again, you can go to our app and get signed up for it. You know, while you have the app open, there's so much great content you can check out. I posted yesterday a very unusual story. Back in the day on Seattle's Capitol Hill, there was a Coke machine that it was a mystery Coke machine. And they never knew who was loading up the Coke machine. And you never knew what the mystery drink was going to be. It wasn't Coca-Cola. And all the labels said mystery. So it wasn't like it wasn't like advertising itself as a Coke machine. It literally would just pop out Mountain Dew, white, Black Cherry Fresca.
So you never knew what you were going to get.
It was called Mystery. Oh. And so it was there for like 20 years, and then suddenly, mysteriously, it disappeared. But they never knew who loaded it. They didn't know. They didn't, you know, I mean, it was next to a business, but no one ever claimed like, hey, I'm the guy who's loading up the mystery drinks. Anyway, it's quite the ghost story. It's quite an unusual ghost story. And whatever happened to it, and it disappeared one day, and there was a note that said, going for a walk, trying to find myself. The machine. So,
wow.
And it's gone. And then there was, later on, there was photos of it at the Seattle Center, at the space.
Oh, so it would pop up somewhere?
Well, they I think they photoshopped it.
I see what you mean.
Yeah, but they...
People are just having fun.
Right, but...
There's
the mystery Coke machine. It had its own Facebook page, all these different things. So quite the mystery on who was loading this thing up. So you can check out details about that. Another thing that I discovered yesterday that I had no idea existed was something called swimmer's itch that you wrote about, Patty.
You better be careful. Yeah, the parasite that causes swimmer's itch has been confirmed in the Columbia River. So just so you know, snails carry it. And technically the parasite likes to go for birds or, you know, it doesn't seek out humans. But if you're swimming near, you know, any of the marsh where those snails are, you could get swimmer's itch.
Well, I know going into the Columbia is not one of your favorite things to do, or like you try not to go into the Columbia. So.
I do not. If I'm on a boat, I'm good, but I'm not swimming in the... not for me. Hey, you Ironman participants, go for it.
That's 30 plus miles of swimming in that.
Listen, you got toxic algae and you've got, you know, swimmer's itch. I'm steering clear. Thank you.
Patty's like, that's a hard pass. So those articles and more, they're posted for you right now on the station mobile app.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the KORD mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
10, number one for New Country. It's 1027 KORD. Rick and Patty with you. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in anywhere and everywhere. Hermiston, shout out to you folks. Pendleton, our friends in Sunnyside. Of course, Prosser, Misa, and Tucci. Everybody's listening this morning, and we appreciate you. All right, other people's problems this morning brought to you by Cliff Septic, number one in the number two business. And Doug's got a situation going on. What's going on with Doug?
We are about to have our first child and are working on names. And we've agreed on a lot of boy names. That wasn't hard, but we're stuck on girl names. My favorite girl name is Courtney. But my wife says her best friend, who is neither pregnant, married, or in a relationship, wants to name her first girl Courtney. So that name is off limits. I told her she's being ridiculous, and now we're fighting. Help me. Huh. Doug and Richland.
Oh, geez. Really? Oh, my gosh. I don't want... Do you want to step into this one here, Patty?
I think it sounds like your wife doesn't like the name Courtney.
Okay. Is that what you're thinking? Is that what you're thinking?
Yep.
Okay. I mean,
that's kind of a silly... That it is a ridiculous reason, but I think... Your wife just doesn't like the name Courtney.
Well,
I had to read between the lines.
For me, I've come across people who are like this that are insane with their besties. So I'm going to take the other side where there are people that no matter what their best, I mean, there are people that try to get pregnant at the same time.
Yeah.
So their kids can grow up together.
Sure.
Because their besties like
that.
It's like, I got a best friend and people were shocked that I had a best friend because he showed up for the wedding. And I had been accused of never talking to my best friend. And I'm like, and they're like, who's your best man? I said, my best friend, Randy. And they're like, we've never met Randy. We've never seen Randy. We've never heard you on the phone with Randy.
You're lying. There's no Randy.
And they go, there's no Randy. He doesn't exist. And then Megan and I got married. And guess
who? Randy?
Randy showed up. Of course.
Oh, wow.
Of course. And so that's been a running joke. A lot of people are like, no, you don't have a best friend named Randy. I'm like, I do have a best friend named Randy. But they go, you never mention him. You never talk about him.
You don't really talk about Randy.
No, but I'm going to go see him here in a couple weeks.
Is that the guy who's had three wives?
He has had three wives. And I've been his best man three times, too. So we're besties from high school. But it's one of those relationships where I don't have to be all up in his business 24/7.
Yeah, I get it. You pick up where you left off.
Every single time. Yeah. We could go years and we pick right up. And so I guess
That's the best kind of best friend
absolutely.
To have.
Absolutely. I don't have my head, you know, stuck up somebody, you know, oh, what's your kid's name? Oh, I can't take that name. Like, what? I mean, I'm with you, Doug. If you want, I mean, there may be an underlining, like you said, that maybe he doesn't like the name Courtney, but I think that is being real. I've always thought that's ridiculous. I'm sorry. Judging, you know, basing your whole life on somebody else. You know, and what you want to do.
Yeah, you do you. If you want to name your daughter Courtney, go for it.
But absolutely.
I'm telling you, your wife doesn't like the name.
Okay. All right. Well, is that women's intuition telling you that?
It is.
Okay. All right. We'll see what you guys think on this.
Or she's just really respectful to her best friend. But
I mean,
Listen, if my best friend wanted to name her dog the same as, you know, DJ, I'd be like, oh,
knock yourself out.
Yeah, go
knock
for you.
Knock yourself out. I just have never been so much into a bestie.
No.
To where I deviated my whole life around them. If that made sense. I'm like, I just find that such
a... You name your daughter what you want to name her.
I think that's just odd behavior. I've always thought, well, gosh, you know, that much. And then there's always a falling out between the besties. There's all, you know, goes on. All right, Doug, we're going to do our best to solve this for you. People are already chiming in on Facebook. You can app chat us, too, if you want. We're really curious. What do you do in this situation? If you're hung up on this name, you want this name, and the wife won't let you, what do you do? Let us know. Chime in. Share your comments coming up. Rick and Patty, 1027 KORD.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
Nice Matters, Good Day for Living, The Impossible. What a great song from Joe Nichols, and She Only Smokes When She Drinks. The reason why I'm just naming all those songs for Joe Nichols, because you'll get to see those songs and more right there at Legends Casino this weekend. Right, Patty?
What? We have tickets to go see the one and only Joe Nichols.
Joe Nichols! Tickets
we got them for you.
Yeah, tickets are up for grabs right now. What caller number do you want to take on?
Caller 7. Lucky 7.
All right, Lucky 7. 547-KORD. 547-5673. Caller 7 if you want to see Joe Nichols at Legends on Sunday night. We got the hookup for you right now from 1027 KORD.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
Hi, it's Rick from 102.7 KORD. If you've been thinking about adding a furry friend to your family, now is the perfect time. Join us for a pet adoption event this Saturday, July 26th at 11 a.m. at PetSmart on Canal Drive in Kennewick. Adoption fees are reduced, just $50 for cats and $150 for dogs. Every pet is spayed and neutered, microchipped, and has had their first round of vaccines. It's all thanks to our friends at Pet Overpopulation Prevention Tri-Cities. Adopt, don't shop. Visit poptricities.org for more details. At this year's Watershed, 7:37. You got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Appreciate you right now. 68 degrees and sunshine. Couple things, a couple stories we're following. Interesting enough, you had mentioned earlier off microphone that Coldplay might get sued over this. This thing has gone international. The guy cheating, the CEO cheating with his human resources person, and Coldplay was like, they did a kiss cam, and they're like, either they're shy or they're having an affair. So the absurdity to think that you can sue. Come on. But that's what the rumor is.
Well, have an affair. How about that?
Exactly. And what are the odds that you can do that? I don't know if you can legally do it, but I think everybody's sue happy. So you never know. They're like, I'm going to sue you. Really? Well, you shouldn't have been out having an affair on your wife or whatever. The guy did resign.
You're at a concert, I mean, have you ever been on a Jumbotron? I was on it once.
No,
I was at
never.
An LA Kings game.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Stuffing your face with a hot dog or something?
No, I was not.
Oh, good.
But I had won Fleetwood Mac tickets for whatever reason. My traffic guy at the time decided to put the I don't know the way I got to go see Fleetwood Mac. But so the mascot was right behind me. And it was cool. It was great.
It is cool. I mean, you should know. And so many people are like, oh, you can't just film people. Yes, you can.
Yeah.
In public.
Yeah, when you're in a place like that.
Of course.
Oh, yeah, you can.
Exactly. You shouldn't have been doing what you're doing. So we've been following that story. Also, another story, of course, yesterday that broke, and we were very sad to hear the passing of Ozzy Osbourne, the legendary Ozzy Osbourne.
I'm going to watch the Osbournes.
Yeah, absolutely. To me, I loved Ozzy before then. But for me, Sharon, that was just the whole, like, and then the dogs pooping on the floor everywhere. There was like five dogs running around the house.
I just remember the one where she was throwing the ham over the fence.
Yeah. Well, and talk about, I had long forgotten, but talk about the most like 23 degrees of separation. We interviewed Pat Boone, who, you know, Mr. Vanilla from the 1950s Teen Idol, right? And he's 90-some years old. They were next door neighbors.
I didn't know
to
that.
Ozzy, yeah.
I had no idea.
And during the filming of the Osbournes, he was the next door neighbor.
I didn't know
and
that.
And so the Prince of Darkness was Super Vanilla, and they're best buddies. And so Pat Boone had posted about the passing of Ozzy.
That's amazing.
So yeah, I think a lot of people were impacted by his life, and you know, great music, great personality. I'm surprised after all the crazy stories.
I think I'm the only person who hasn't been to a Black Sabbath show.
I've never been to a Black Sabbath. I was too young.
Okay.
I was so young. But I enjoyed Blizzard of Oz and all the albums and different things like that. But talk about a guy who really exemplified sex, drugs, rock and roll. I mean, surprised that he made it as far as he did.
Yeah.
Considering just all the things that he had gone through. So, I mean, he truly was rock royalty.
My whole Facebook feed and everything was Ozzy yesterday. I mean, continuing. Yeah.
You don't even have to be a heavy metal fan and he used to say, there was a great quote by Ozzy. He says it's rock music because they're like, oh, heavy metal. No, he's like, it's just plain rock music. He goes, I perform rock music. And I love that about him. It's like, you know, quit trying to define what I do. Mm-hmm. It's just, it's rock music. Well, it's heavy metal. You're the father of heavy metal. No, it's rock music. So we're going to miss you, Ozzy. 547 KORD. Reminisce about Ozzy here real quick. You got a memory of Ozzy?
That's too bad.
Yeah.
My mom loved that show, The Osbournes. She loved it.
Yeah.
I don't know why. My 70-year-old mother loves it. She loves that show. She loves that and South Park.
Absolutely. So Ozzy
knew. Nothing wrong with that.
Ozzy knew no bounds. Yeah. He crossed genres. And again, going to be missed. Sadly passing away yesterday, Ozzy Osbourne. 102.7 KORD.
We love to hear from you. And it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message. Or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
39, number one for New Country. It's 102.7 KORD, your morning commute. You got Rick, you got Patty. Good morning to you and yours. 65 degrees for you.
Well, if you didn't know it, today is International Yada 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 Day, which, of course, is famous from Seinfeld.
I remember Yada Yada Yada.
Yada Yada Yada. Okay. So it got me thinking here, Patty. What's the best or worst TV or movie catchphrases of all time? Like dynamite. Remember that? Dynamite was the good times, right? Isn't that
you know who's? Yeah, that's my husband's favorite.
Is it really?
He loves Jimmy Walker.
All right, there you go.
JJ.
Yeah.
JJ Evans.
We could go. What you talking about, Willis? What you talking about, Willis? There's a little catchphrase for you.
Man, different strokes.
Different strokes. For me, I'm gonna say my favorite all-time one is one really can't say it on the radio, but I'm gonna at least get around it. Is Die Hard's Yippee-ki-yay.
Yippee-ki-yay.
Yeah. That is, yeah, exactly. That's a good one. One of my favorite catchphrases.
It's not really a catchphrase, but it is a phrase of somewhat. And it, I guess I'm dating myself, yeah. But and it's from the Brady Bunch. Pork chops and apple sauce.
That might be.
That was Peter Brady. Remember?
Yeah.
Pork chops and apple sauce.
So I'm looking at some of the catchphrases. Here's Johnny. You know.
Oh yes.
Doy. We know what Doy is. Number three coming in is yada, yada, yada. How you doing? Well, we know that's Friends. There you go.
Yeah.
What you talk about, Willis? That's number five there. The tribe has spoken.
Oh, come on.
Survivor.
Oh,
Walter Cronkite. And that's the way it is.
Yes.
That's
an old one.
Oh, come on down. You're the next contestant
on The Price is Right.
Yeah, so there's a lot of them. Ralph Cramden, Baby, You're the Greatest. Yabba Dabba Doo. There's Fred Flintstone.
Fred.
Yeah. Oh, my personal favorite, The Thrill of Victory and the Agony of Defeat, which is always a sports thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Astro, Ruh-roh, Danger, Will Robinson. These are a bunch of good
Lost
ones.
In Space.
Yeah. Anyway.
Those are old.
Sanford and Son. You hear that, Elizabeth? I'm coming to join you, honey. I'm coming, Elizabeth.
Fred G. Sanford.
Yeah, exactly. So Kiss My Grits. Oh, my
Flo.
My foster mom loved Alice. Yeah. So Goodnight, John Boy.
Oh, those are the Waltons.
Fonzie. Hey. See, there's all these good ones. All right. So we're going to have fun. Tattoo. De Plane.
There's so many.
I know.
Talk about memories.
I did not realize there was so many of them. So there's a ton of them. So let's take some calls. Let's have some fun with you. 547-KORD, your favorite TV or movie catchphrase. What you got? We'll take some calls on the way. Rick and Patty, KORD.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
Hi, it's Rick from 102.7 KORD. If you've been thinking about adding a furry friend to your family, now is the perfect time. Join us for a pet adoption event this Saturday, July 26th at 11 a.m. at PetSmart on Canal Drive in Kennewick. Adoption fees are reduced, just $50 for cats and $150 for dogs. Every pet is spayed and neutered, microchipped, and has had their first round of vaccines. It's all thanks to our friends at Pet Overpopulation Prevention Tri-Cities. Adopt, don't shop. Visit poptricities.org for more details. It's a bar song. It's 807, number one for New Country. It's 1027 KORD. Got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Well, today is International Yada 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 Day, which means it's one of the best or worst TV or movie catchphrases of all time.
Yada yada yada.
Yada 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 yada. So we were just talking off microphone. I missed out a lot through the 90s because I used to work late night radio, so 6 to midnight at the radio station.
Uh-huh.
So I missed out on Seinfeld. I missed out on Friends. I mean, I know these shows, these programs.
I didn't watch them when they were hot.
Oh, interesting.
At the time, yeah. I watched them in syndication.
They used to be NBC must-see TV, you know? And I was like, well, I'm at work.
Nope, not for me either.
I'm at work playing some music for you guys. All right, so we've been taking your calls for the fun of it and some of your favorite TV movie catchphrases. What do you got for us this morning?
Bye, Felicia.
Bye.
You know, you just say it about if you're mad at anybody or you're just tired of them or, you know, you just say it all the time. My nieces, my husband says it all the time. My nieces, they went to Cracker Barrel with my mom. It's been several years ago, but they were like, Grandma, her name's Felicia. They didn't know it was like a real person's name, I guess. And they just thought their Uncle James, their uncle said it all the time. So they were like confused, like, what? That's a real person's name? It's like, yeah, it's from the movie Friday. So, you know, they hadn't watched that yet. It wasn't really appropriate at that time for them to watch yet. So
that's right. When you're surprised that's by Felicia. Yeah. Well, that's a real person's name.
Well, of course.
It's a real person's name. 547-KORD, your favorite catchphrases of all time from TV or movies. What do you got?
Dynamite.
Yeah.
It's a little before my time, but in reruns and syndication, it was one of my favorite shows. And that was a huge catchphrase, and it brought out his personality. This one girl and I were kissing one time, and I'm like, you're dynamite. She did not think it was funny. So, yeah.
It is funny when you drop these catchphrases in normal life. Well, people are like, what?
Yeah, if you don't really know, and then you see that, like, a rerun, you know, good times, you're like, oh,
yeah,
that's where that came from.
Well, we were going down that list of catchphrases this morning, and I was surprised on how many of these that we came up with. You know, that I'm like, man, there really was that many. Nanu Nanu. There's
Mark from Ork.
Yes, exactly.
Mark and Mindy.
Yeah. Well, isn't that special? Church lady.
Oh, the church lady.
Yeah.
That's right, from Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, you got it. I mean, you got to...
Wow.
Cut it out. Cut it out, Full House Joey. Eat my shorts, Bart. Did I do that? There's Urkel for
you. That's Urkel.
Uh-huh. No soup for you.
That's from Seinfeld.
Yeah, it's
a soup Nazi.
Yeah, there's a lot of...
No soup for you.
Yeah. Oh, my God, they killed Kenny.
South Park.
That's right. So, will you accept this rose? Oh, yeah. The Bachelor, Bachelorette. You're fired. There you go, The Apprentice.
Oh, that's your favorite.
I know. You're fired. You're fired. Rick and Patty, you didn't do a good job. You're fired. House, Everybody Lies. Remember House, the TV show House? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so many good ones there. Bazinga, Sheldon.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So anyway, a couple good ones for you.
Yeah.
TV, movie, catchphrases. What do you got? What do you got for us? More of your calls on the way. You got Rick and Patty.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
Hi, it's Rick from 102.7 KORD. If you've been thinking about adding a furry friend to your family, now is the perfect time. Join us for a pet adoption event this Saturday, July 26th at 11 a.m. at PetSmart on Canal Drive in Kennewick. Adoption fees are reduced, just $50 for cats and $150 for dogs. Every pet is spayed and neutered, microchipped, and has had their first round of vaccines. It's all thanks to our friends at Pet Overpopulation Prevention Tri-Cities. Adopt, don't shop. Visit poptricities.org for more details. Number one for New Country. It's 102.7 KORD. Rick and Patty with you. Good morning. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Right now, about 75 degrees and sunshine for you. Getting ready for 102 in a row. And if you want to win that Visa gift card, get on over to our KORD mobile app. Get signed up. I know it's hard to imagine that school's around the corner, but it is. It's our hall pass, and if you want to be a part of it. And the good news is you can spend it on whatever you want. So there you go. Just a great way to kick off the school.
Sounds great.
Yeah. All right. Other people's problems. Doug's got a situation going on in Richmond. What's going on with Doug?
So he says he and his wife about to have their first child. They're working on names. We've agreed on a lot of boy names. That wasn't hard, but we are stuck on the girl names. And my favorite girl name is Courtney. My wife says her best friend, who is not pregnant, married, or in a relationship, wants to name her first girl Courtney. So that's not, it's off limits. I told her, you're being ridiculous. Now we're fighting over this. Help me, Doug in Richland.
I was surprised. Oh my gosh. I really thought every 100% would go one way. And as I looked through the comments, it didn't. So what are people saying, Patty?
Michelle says, right from the top, I'm with your wife. My friend stole the name I wanted. Yeah, I'm over it. But many women know for years they want what they want to name their baby. There are billions of names to choose from.
See, I'm shocked. Levi says, I think you can compromise. Who cares about the friend that may or may not even have a child? You are having one. Come up with a few other names just to see where they settle. No name is off limits, and that's from Levi.
Find a different name. I was engaged to someone. We amicably separated. He married someone else, and when he had kids, his kids had the same names that we had agreed on. I found it hurtful.
Wow.
That's from Shannon.
Blair says, oh, yep, that's a thing. It's okay, though. Maybe you could compromise and use it as a middle name, and that's from Blair.
Many people fight over this, unfortunately. This is Alondra. I have no problem with someone else using a name I wanted. My only rule with naming my kids was that it wasn't used within the family yet.
Oh, Amanda says, this is so dumb. Name your kid whatever you want. Maybe if it's that serious, use Courtney as a middle name. Again, I really thought 100% say, name your kid whatever you're going to name your kid. I told you it existed.
I know.
I said there are people.
But who, there are people. Look at
yes,
that.
Like, yes, 50-50 on this today. I am like flabbergasted. You know, pick a different name. What? 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 All right.
I don't know.
It's right there. You see it. I know. Anyway, so we did our best for you, Doug. It was a split jury today, it looks like. on the situation. I am from the standpoint, you name your kid whatever you want to name your kid, well, and yes. And you're not obligated to somebody else what they want. Especially even from family names. Patty, did you ever feel an obligation from within your own family? Did you hear, well, you got to name so and so da 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 da?
No, kids weren't in my. No.
So Megan's family, which is very interesting, all the firstborn sons
are
named John. So what? Yeah. So in her lineage, you know, so her brother's name is John. Her dad's name is John because he's firstborn son. And then her brother's name is John because it's the firstborn son. And so, yeah.
Well, I understand that. I mean, you're...
But it's in her lineage, but it's got... It, but, I mean, it's interesting. So, there's John Adams. There's John Charles. It goes alphabetically. It's like all the Johns are like alphabetical. It's
how come she didn't name her child John?
She did not. I know his name
is
Kyron.
She broke it.
She was like, his name's Kyron. So that it's interesting. Kyron Leaf, a very unique name, mm-hmm. Kyron Leaf. Mm-hmm. So she went the whole different direction. But it's funny that all the firstborn of the males in her family are all.
Oh, I see. Of the males.
Of the males. Well, are the males. Okay. Of the descendant are John. Yeah, yeah. All John.
Gotcha.
So her brother's name is John. Mm-hmm. Her dad's name is John. His name is John.
If John has children, will his firstborn son be named?
His daughter's name is Ava.
He
only has Ava. So there is no, yeah. But if he had a boy,
it would have been
a John. And they're not juniors because the middle names are all different.
Yeah.
John Adams, John Charles, different middle names. So they're not juniors, they're just John. All right, we did our best, Doug. 50-50, I don't know what to give you on that answer. So what would you do in the situation? Let us know in the app chat. Call us 547-KORD. More of your comments on the way. Thanks for sharing. It's KORD, Rick and Patty.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the KORD mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.